This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hot in your mind today. Hello. Welcome to A-level and a, nice to use right English there, Kara. An A-level radio program that allows you to think freely, tell your friends, your family, your associates about the Good Day program and about our conversations here on the air at 7 after the hour. On the air, in the air, around the air. Here we are on Tuesday, the 17th of January, and the news of the day that people are discussing has to do, surprise, surprise, with Donald Trump. This guy is amazing in the way he attracts interest and the way he arrests people's mind in a manner of speaking. It's almost like he was bribing the news media to cover him, or they beg their... Very interesting. Yesterday, Trump met with the son of Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. As most of you know, I pay a good deal of attention to the fact that we have a certain amount of interest. There's a franchise in what Martin Luther King, Jr. did. I think I use that word appropriately. The franchise is freedom of thought, freedom of speech, free to be people who are human beings. Shouldn't make any difference what color your skin is as to what you can do. If you have talent or you have ideas, you ought to be able to move ahead with them. That's not necessarily the case in our country. And there were a lot of people in the news media who were accusing Donald Trump of having that sort of a mind. So the two of them met yesterday. And this is on the heels of that conversation. I don't know if it's a conversation, but the back and forth between Trump and Representative Congressman John Lewis of Atlanta on Twitter and social media. Lewis says the election wasn't legitimate, and Donald Trump went back to him and said, why don't you pay attention to what's going on in your district instead of worrying about me? And there's, I think, a certain amount of truth to that. If you see what's going on in his district or knew what was going on in his district or cared what was going on in his district. But the focus wasn't really on that. The focus was with Martin Luther King Jr., and his son. They prayed together yesterday at the Trump Tower. And so, can you find something good in that? I certainly can. There are those people who just don't understand what Trump is all about. I'm not sure that I understand 100%. I think he's got a few screws loose. And I say that in the most positive way. Screws loose in terms of what his social mores and standards are. How he conducts himself, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But what I thought was the most telling thing that I read or heard yesterday wasn't about the meeting with Martin Luther King, Jr. It was about what Barack Obama said to the news media, because they keep goading him and most other public servants. The news media is so obviously biased in most respects. Most of the outlets are. They're just so childish, and they're so obvious with their delineation of interest and support. They're just going to keep going. They want to find something. They want to get him. It's like he's impervious to it, although he does usually take a shot back. But does it bother him? Doesn't seem to bother him at all. Doesn't seem to bother the people around him. Anyway, so Barack Obama said something to the effect of, give the guy a break. Give him a chance. I think you'll be surprised. Kara, if you saw that, I think I'm paraphrasing it fairly well. I don't have it right in front of me, but I remember saying something to a couple of friends about it yesterday. We were talking about what Barack Obama... I know who it was. I went to get some acupuncture yesterday morning, and the lady who is the acupuncturist, has been a friend of mine for a long time, is very anti-Trump. She loved Barack Obama, and she's very liberal. She's going to go... And that's not a problem. I have from plenty of friends who are very liberal. I laugh about it because people, in my mind, don't qualify as friends, even though a lot of you do that with a lot of people that we all know. You're qualified to be my friend if you agree with the way I look at things. Now, that's a stupid way to have friendship, and you're not really, it's not really an honest way to have friendship. But anyway, so this lady said she was, I said, what's going on? And she said, well, I'm going to Washington on Friday. I said, you are? What are you going to do? She said, I'm going to protest. I said, what are you going to protest? I don't like Donald Trump. Okay, so like I looked at her with my wry smile that she's used to me. I said, come on, what are you really going to get out of going, I don't like, look at all those people that he's nominated for these posts. I said, name me one thing at the moment that he is in control of, in charge of, or has done harm to. And she kind of fussed, well, look at those people. She went back to the nominations. I said, you just don't like them. Why is it that you and the people who are with you, and I support everybody's right to protest. I'm a protester myself. And if Trump is a mess or creates a mess, I'll be the first one in line to go protest all over the place with as many people as I can rally. But at the moment, isn't it smarter to sort of have the approach that Barack Obama has? Let the guy prove himself. He's going to surprise you. I believe that was pretty much what he said.
Yeah, and he also said, you know, don't underestimate the guy. He's going to be the 45th president of the U.S. And I think that's kind of a good way to look at it. Like, it's going to happen. So, and you know, don't underestimate him. He might surprise you. Give him a shot. And if he sucks, then, you know, protest afterwards. But I personally, I don't like him as a human being, I guess, at least from what I know about him. I don't know him personally, but I sure hope he's a good president.
Well, isn't it in everybody's best interest? That's what I said to Eileen. Isn't it in your best interest for him to do a good job? Isn't it in the best interest of your friends for him to do a good job? I remember wishing Barack Obama well, even though I didn't vote for him. I thought it was time for us to come around. He was going to be Mr. Hope and Change, and it was going to be good for everybody. Well, it turned out not to be good for everybody. It turned out to be good for some people.
Yeah, well, my ego's not so big that I would like to be proven right more than him being a good president. I would rather be proven wrong and have him be a great president than have him be bad.
And it is much better for all of us to be that way. That is, to have that attitude. If you didn't vote for him, if you didn't think he was going to do the job correctly, or you don't have hope, but leave it alone for a while and let's see what happened. If he had this meeting yesterday with Martin Luther King Jr. and they had a prayer and discussed healing the nation, why would you not want to support that? The prayer came and Trump talked about what a wonderful life King had, what great things he stood for. Lewis reminds me a lot about he reminds me of what's his face in New York. Isn't that awful? Now that I can see the guy in front of me. I've talked about him 100 times, but some people, the reason that I lose people's names is because I put them out of my mind. I have, like, I can categorically block out things. And Al Sharpton, he and Jesse Jackson and all that ilk, and Lewis is a member of that gang. They're just so angry about everything. And it's, what does that do? You have things to be angry about? Okay, well, maybe you have, but what are you doing about fixing them besides being angry? And that's where that's where the rubber hits the road, as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, in that way, in that circumstance, I was looking at some of the things on social media, Kara, around this. There's a guy named Sean who write, real Donald Trump parade with Martin Luther King Jr. discussed the legacy and work of his father. Hashtag Martin Luther King Day. There's a picture of him. He actually looks a little bit like his father. He's a little heavier than his father. But you see those things posted all over the place in Trump's office. So, I asked the same question over and over again, and I think I will more and more and more. The signs that are coming from him are as suggested by President Obama. Let's give it a chance. Give it a chance. And that's what Martin Luther King Jr.'s son. And wasn't it important that he did it on the day that is set aside to honor his father? He was asked if he was offended by Trump's tweets that were aimed at Representative Lewis. King downplayed the situation. I think he said something like, "Let's make America great again." He said, "In the heat of emotion, a lot of things get said on both sides. I think that at some point I am, as John Lewis and many others are, a bridge builder. The goal is to bring America together and Americans together. We are a great nation. We must become a greater nation." He said that he's going to represent Americans that think and have the intent to do or keep going with the work that his father did. So, but the news media just keeps saying, "Well, what about this? What about that? What about it? What about it? What about it?" Go get lost, you jerks. That's not... Is that... That's a serious comment on a situation that I think, like most of these other situations, gets blown way out of proportion. Okay, so those are my thoughts as I get into this hour. It's, what do we have, 18 after the hour, by golly, 18 past on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP OfficeJet Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP OfficeJet Pro printers. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 1/21/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules. Can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS on your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-755-0466. 800-755-0466. 800-755-0466. 800-755-0466.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of the Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
A lot of people make fun of Celine Dion for whatever the reason. There are many things that she's done that I think are quite good, frankly. This is one of them. It's a song. It's all sappy, syrupy, sweet stuff. Much of it. But this song came from a movie that starred Robert Redford and Michelle Pfeiffer. And it was actually quite a good story.
Wasn't it based on a true story? I forget the name of it, but I can picture it in my mind.
It was a television news anchor.
Yeah.
I think it was culled together from three or four different stories, and there was partial truth to it, and the rest of it was all Hollywood.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
As Hollywood does with certain stories.
Inspired by true events.
Yeah, right. Yeah, so that's the sort of thing. So anyway, she is still talking about her husband who passed away last year. Saturday, she created a video montage on Facebook highlighting moments from her husband's childhood and his family life with Celine. Along with a clip, she wrote, quote, "Today, January 14th, it's been a year since Renee left us." That was her husband's name. "He'll always be in our hearts." So, there were three children, I think, as a result of that marriage.
Yeah.
And he had three adult children from his first marriage. Celine opened up about what life has been like with her new family, saying, "It's tough, I have to admit. It's part of our life. Life has imposed this on him as well." That was when she was on with Ellen.
Yeah.
So there's attention being given to that, and it's appropriate. I've never been one who had seemingly the desire to take shots at her.
No.
No
one denies her vocal ability. I think the only time she gets a little dramatic on stage when she's pounding her chest and people think she's giving herself bruises, I think kind of the only time that anyone's really taken a shot at her, but not in any real way.
All right, another musician we've talked a lot about recently is Ed Sheeran, who apparently has a couple of new songs that have gone up to number one and number two on the charts. And he's also revealing that he's working on something else that has not to do with his musical career, although it might have to do with the longevity of his career, because he's losing 50 pounds, and it looks like he ought to. He's taking his hiatus, or did, I guess now he's back. He's traveled around the world, wining and dining, and he gained a lot of weight. He says, "I doubled in size. Sweatpants were the only things that fit, and I thought everything in the wash had drunk. Had shrunk. It was the beer, the wine. I cut out beer and started exercising. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yep.
He says, I don't realize how much energy and calories I burn on stage. I stopped touring and I just ballooned. He says he wanted to spend the year traveling because when he's on tour, he only sees the hotel, the venue, and the bar. And so he was motivated to see countries like Japan and Australia, Ghana, Iceland. Yeah, that's understandable. So I need to know more about it. Without you guys, I haven't even heard of this fellow before. And you both say he's very popular. How old is he?
I think he's about 25, 26.
Really?
Yeah, mid-20s.
And young. Where did he come from, and how did he, is he just like an instant overnight success?
Well, he's from England, and he, over the last few years, so he's only had two albums come out, but he released a bunch of EPs, and he's written a lot of songs for a lot of different people. He had a huge hit with your favorite Justin Bieber. He's written a bunch of songs for One Direction and a bunch of different bands. But yeah, I mean, he did the whole, you know, the whole theory of like, if you do something over an hour, over and over again, would you get like 1,000 hours or something like that? And so he did that, and just like performed a ton. And so it's not overnight, but yeah, he did kind of just come out of the woodwork.
Uh-huh. All right, well, he's being smart, and that's being smart about taking care of himself, that's for sure. Good for him. 28 past the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services.
800-610-0450. That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
Are you being audited, and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review. 800-264-1289. 800-264-1289. 800-264-1289. 800-264-12.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm here. So therefore, and awake and alive and attentive, and therefore you are supposed to be as well. 34 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day with Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. I want to just fast backward for a moment to the Donald Trump conversation and the establishment media and yada. Yeah, maybe we should call it the establishment press. Not the establishment media, because the media refers to newspapers, magazines, movies, music, it's all everything. So the news media is all in a bunch, you know, panties in a bunch expression. The press corps is pushing back against the suggestion from the new White House that they would be pushed out of the West Wing into a bigger room across the street in the old executive office building. I think that's what they're thinking about. And one of the reasons that they are saying they're going to do that is because they want more openness. They want more coverage. They want more news media, or they want people beside news media, i.e. talk radio hosts. They're making room for talk radio hosts to be able to come to Washington, pursue stories, ask the Donald or whomever may be handling a press briefing, Every day there's a press briefing, and they don't want to have to go across the street because it's too much trouble to walk from one side of the street to the other. Wow, it's too bad. Oh, my God. And then they might not have access to the people that they want to have access to. So somebody said to me, would I go to Washington to go to the White House if I was invited? Yeah. And maybe even if I'm not invited, I might go to participate because it would be a great story to tell. You can be sure there are a couple of dozen hosts who were very supportive of Trump from the very beginning, who will be in, and Sean Hannity will be on the top of that list, people that will have more than just access. I mean, at this point, Sean can call the president on his cell phone anytime he wants to, and probably will, and Trump probably be happy to go on with him. His private Twitter account will be obviously active. I doubt you're going to see that go away. And so, there we go. Would you be happy if more people have more access to the president? I will be. I want more information. I want to have it. I want to have it spread around in different ways, like a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Lots of jelly and lots of peanut butter on the bread. So a direct conduit to the American public through using news talk radio hosts is a good idea. And if I'm invited, as I said, I'll participate. You know, I haven't really done a lot of this here, but I think I'm going to start this hour. Is dedicated to things in depth and lots of different voices here that are not associated necessarily with the program, but they're involved because it's a news, sort of a newsy discussion. But 888-302-3684 is a way for you to be in touch. I'm how would you best describe it, Kara? I'm indoctrinating myself into the world of social media with Twitter and Facebook and that sort of thing. But this is a talk radio program, and I would like to, especially in this hour, to populate it with your thoughts. Otherwise, we don't have a lot of the same thoughts from a lot of the same people. Then I would like you to share your thoughts on things that I am passionate about. You'll hear me talk about something, so you want to exchange and argue, yes, sir, tell me why I'm right or wrong. 888-302-3684, okay? 888-302-DOUG. Something, I didn't think you knew about the talk radio business. Here's something else you probably don't know anything about. One of Europe's biggest political positions up for grabs today. And this is yet another example of the news media, not only here in our country, but around the world, not doing their job. The background to this is that the European Parliament is looking for a new president. This person acts as a speaker of the House, kind of like we have here in this country, an organizer. The European Parliament doesn't make any laws. It does approve legislation. Every country has to submit legislation that will affect all of the relationships they have with other countries to this body to be approved. But according to the reports that I've seen out of the corner of my eye here, most of the people who live in Europe are not really paying much attention at all to this, and it seems rather strange. It hasn't generated much attention. Few ordinary European citizens are aware that there is a race. 751 members of the European Parliament are the ones who vote on it. It's kind of like the Electoral College here. Same kind of stuff. And so it's up, and it'll be interesting to see. There are 7 people in the position for the vote, which will take place probably in a few hours from now. So just something else that I thought you didn't know that maybe you'd like to know or maybe you ought to know. Here's another item. This is something that's right up my wheelhouse. Is that, can I say right up my wheelhouse or right in my wheelhouse, I guess? The fact that I'm a dairy farmer and am very outspoken and I'm really, I do a radio program every week on a couple hundred radio stations around the country and on all of our blog, whether it's a blog talk or TuneIn Radio or Stitcher, or all these places that we have access to carry the American Family Farmer. And I'm sure this week I'm going to talk about the EPA allowing the expansion of use of an herbicide, which is pretty controversial because it seems to have its predecessor killed off a lot of bees. And the EPA has been trying to, with pressure from a lot of farmers and other groups to keep these pesticides from the market. But as usual with the EPA, because they're so controlled by Monsanto at the moment, it'll be interesting to see how they go under the Trump administration. He says Trump says he wants to get rid of a lot of the EPA regulations. This is serious, however, because it's so bad for bees, and bees are so important to our life cycle. Here's the story.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has finalized new guidelines for using certain pesticides, and people are already arguing about it. Basically, the EPA backed away from a handful of pesticides that have been linked to harming honeybees. In a separate release, the EPA admitted contact with the pesticides can harm bees and their larvae, but the agency said most approved uses aren't significant risks to entire colonies. The guidelines will likely be good news for growers, but some environmental agencies are up in arms. One expert said it's outrageous the EPA said the pesticides were dangerous for bees but still loosened restrictions. The move also seems to go against bundles of research from other countries that say this class of pesticides not only harms bees but also other non-target insects. Pesticides helped put a species of bumblebee on the U.S. endangered list for the first time early this year. While the EPA won't be restricting the use of chemicals for now, a full risk assessment on how pesticides affect honeybees is expected to finish next year.
All right, so that's that story. You haven't heard the end of that from me or anybody else that's got any sense or consciousness. That's just wrong. All right, here's the latest on the couple of the shootings. The Turkish nightclub suspect that people have been chasing around in Turkey for 2 weeks. Police captured him. He was the one, they say, who carried out the nightclub attack in Istanbul. He's a national from Uzbekistan, trained in Afghanistan, confessed to the massacre. So there we go. And he was apparently, Kara, I didn't see this, but he was arrested with his four-year-old son.
Yeah, that was the first report that I saw yesterday. I'm not seeing that as much now, so whether it's true or not, I'm not sure. But if it is...
Yeah.
What a good example to set for your kid,
perfect.
Right?
Yeah, perfect. All right, so another one of these arrests, the wife of the nightclub shooter from Orlando, the wife of Omar Mateen, you know, remember the killing of 49 people there last June? She was arrested yesterday. Let's find out why.
Authorities have arrested the wife of the gunman who killed 49 people and wounded dozens more at an Orlando nightclub last year. According to several reports, FBI agents took Noor Salman into custody in the San Francisco area Monday morning. Her husband was killed during last year's massacre in a shootout with police. Orlando's police chief said she has been charged with aiding and abetting and obstruction of justice. Early in the investigation, law enforcement said they were considering pursuing criminal charges against her if they could prove she knew about the attack and did nothing to stop it. As of early Monday afternoon, other details were still unknown, but Attorney General Loretta Lynch did confirm the arrest was made.
This is a matter that we continue to take very seriously. It was always our goal, and we said from the beginning we were going to look at every aspect of this case, of every aspect of this shooter's life.
The gunman's wife is scheduled to make an initial appearance in federal court on Tuesday.
All right, 44 past the hour. I think that's that story. A couple of talk radio personalities continuing to be the focus of items that I find interesting, and I hope you will as well as we continue here. Good day on Tuesday.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Most of you know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating. Super beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen. Why is that? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates, specifically helps support healthy blood flow and circulation. Super beets works three times faster to give you the results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and the stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beats free with your first order in regular or black cherry flavor, plus a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order at DougLikesBeats.com.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Chances are someone in your family will be hit with a cold or flu this season. Before you reach for the medicine cabinet, check to see if your child has a fever. Dr. Carrie Peterson practices medicine in New York City.
Fevers of 101 degrees Fahrenheit or more are generally a sign of illness. So taking your child's temperature is a first step in gauging what to do.
Dr. Peterson says Braun offers the Thermoscan ear thermometer, the number one brand among pediatricians and moms.
Moms can feel confident with a reading from the ear canal because of its close proximity to the eardrum, which shares the blood supply of the brain's temperature control center.
A new Braun survey shows millennial and Gen X moms agree fever is their number one concern when caring for their sick kids. To get an accurate temperature reading, Dr. Peterson says technology is on your side.
Parents have the option of getting an accurate temperature reading without even touching or waking their baby. The Braun No Touch Plus Forehead Thermometer provides a reading in only 2 seconds, whether gently touching a child's forehead or from up to 2 inches away.
Learn more at BraunThermometers.com.
All right, we got 48 minutes, almost 48 past the hour. Doug Steffen here with a couple of notes on a few people that are in the same business that I'm in. The status of talk radio personality Monica Crowley, who for a while has done a weekend show but became well-known because she was all over Fox News as well. Apparently there are, as we've talked about here before, allegations of plagiarism from her book, What the Bleep Just Happened. And so the book has been withdrawn. CNN said it found evidence of plagiarism in her dissertation to Columbia. She was supposed to go to work for the National Security Council, but that's not going to happen now. And so I'm not sure whether her show is still on the air or not, frankly. What I do know is that Laura Ingraham, who has been touted as someone who might be the press secretary, turned out not to be someone who wanted that job. But apparently, the rumor is amongst those of us in the talk radio genre that she's eyeing a Senate run in Virginia, a challenge to Senator Tim Kaine, who ran with Hillary Clinton. Several party insiders apparently have approached her. She says she's considering it. At least that's what she told a newspaper reporter. Not only that, her business partner, Peter Anthony, has reportedly begun buying website domains like IngrahamSenate.net, Ingraham2018.com, IngrahamForVirginia.com. That's pretty interesting, huh? 10 before the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We're joined now by Dr. Scott Adzik, who's the Surgeon in Chief at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, Director of the Hospital Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment. What does that involve, Dr. Adzik? Tell us a little more about your job first.
I run the Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment. We've had 20,000 referrals over the last 20 years for mothers carrying babies with serious birth defects. And birth defects are a serious problem, of course. One in 33 babies is born with a birth defect. Okay. They're costly. Billions of dollars are required for medical treatment.
What brings on or brings about the kind of birth defects you're talking about here?
Well, they're it's really quite mysterious. Most causes of birth defects are unknown, so they're usually picked up with a routine maternal fetal ultrasound at 18 to 20 weeks gestation, where structural birth defects can be seen, and then it's important that the mother be referred to a place that can provide, in some cases, treat before birth.
Is this being brought about in part because of the excessive use of drugs and alcohol, things that are lifestyle in terms of the mother?
Well, I don't think there's been an increase in the incidence of birth defects over the last 20 years, but each year nearly 150,000 babies are born in the U.S. with birth defects. Too often these families aren't made aware of the treatments available at a place like our Center for Fetal Diagnosis and Treatment, and they're left feeling overwhelmed with few options.
So then the conditions that exist, you're a surgeon, so you're actually operating on these babies, and what I think is unusual, I'm not sure the audience understands, we're not talking about operating on these babies when they're born. You're operating on them while they're still in the womb. Is that right?
Yes. Each week at CHOP, our highly sophisticated fetal surgery team repairs life-threatening or devastating birth defects, such as spina bifida, for instance, and other birth defects in the womb. We place fetal shunt tubes to treat life-threatening congenital conditions before birth, or perform minimally invasive procedures in the mother's uterus to treat complications, say, with twin-twin transfusion, in which one twin gets too much blood through a single placenta and the other twin doesn't get enough, and both twins can die unless you occlude the culprit blood vessels on the placenta with a fetoscopic laser.
So you've got all this expertise in this. You have, I'm sure, a team there at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. There are other teams like this at some of the bigger hospitals probably around the country. What about people who don't live in America? We're focused. We've become such a small community. The world is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. If we're having this kind of problem here, is it unique to America, or are these babies with birth defects pretty universal around the world?
Well, it's quite universal, actually, and there are a few fetal medicine centers present worldwide, and a few in the U.S. as well. But in the big view, there have been about 5,000 or so fetal surgeries performed worldwide, and we've done about a quarter of them here at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
How did you happen to take this on? How did you what first clicked with you? Dr. Scott Adzik says to himself, okay, we better go down this road because there's a need for it. What brought you to that conclusion?
Well, it's an interesting story. About a little bit more than 30 years ago, when I was in training in Boston to be a pediatric surgeon, I went out to San Francisco, University of California, San Francisco, and worked with a guy named Mike Harrison, also a pediatric surgeon and future professional partner, and we had the concept that if we waited till the baby was born for a life-threatening birth defect, now diagnosed before birth, we would be too late. Just like an adult with metastatic cancer, you're too late, or an adult who's had a heart attack, you're too late. But in this case, getting to the baby earlier involved doing an operation before birth, so we had to do a tremendous amount of work to make sure that the thinking was right, the biology was right, that if we did an operation before birth, that you could end up with a good kid, and we had to devise all the fetal surgical techniques that now makes that possible. So it's been 30 years in the making, a long gestation.
You talked about the expense. Who's paying for all this?
Well, initially, and insurance wouldn't pay for this because it was experimental. Now it's quite established, and insurance will pay. And actually, when you look at babies with spina bifida, where the spinal cord is exposed and is progressively damaged before birth by the amniotic fluid around the baby, if you do the operation before birth, it's actually much more cost-effective in terms of lifetime medical costs.
Wow. Well, it's pretty compelling stuff. A lot of people don't think. We hear more and more about these babies being born with birth defects, but don't know what's being done to sort of get in the way of it. It sounds like the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia is doing that. If you would like to get more information or pass this information along, there will be a podcast of this interview at Blog Talk Radio and also TuneIn Radio. You go to fetalsurgery.chop, that's CHOP, fetalsurgery, one word, .chop.edu. To find out more about maybe this is something that will affect you personally or somebody you know personally. So pass it along. Dr. Scott Adzik, Surgeon-in-Chief at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.